If you live in major Chinese cities, the chances are you have access to a 4G network. But what's next for mobile connectivity? Why? 5G, of course! The next generation of mobile network may become reality in less than 5 years, as tests and plans are underway to set the terms for such an upgrade. Yeah, but people aren't necessarily jumping up and down and saying hooray about
Yippee.
this. Yeah, so what is the current lowdown on 5G?
Well, according to the plan of the International Telecommunication Union for the year of 2020, we would enter the 5G era in 5 years. China has attached great importance to 5G in its national five-year plan, that being from 2016 to 2020, and has set the goal of 5G commercialization by 2020, while the EU is looking to forward also do the same by that same deadline. Anyways, so I'm going to kind of explain 5G by explaining 1G, 2G, 3G. I mean, it just sounds like something out of a Dr. Seuss novel, you know. One thing, two thing, four thing, five thing, you know, the things. But anyways, so you got 1G mobile phone, and that could only make phone calls. Maybe some of us who are older, like myself, remember those 1G days, the simple days. But now, after that, we moved into the 2G mobile phones, and man, do I remember that too. That was allowing your phone to open emails and see some web pages, but man, was it still a struggle. The 3G service, we started to really get into these kind of high-tech phones, in my opinion, when we started to get into the 3G era. And that allowed us to get audio and data information at a speed of several hundred kilobytes per second. So not exactly the fastest, but you could do some pretty cool stuff. Now we have the 4G license that came in, as I understand, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology issued the 4G license to three Chinese mobile telecommunication operators on December 4th, 2013. So since then, we've here in China have enjoyed that. But basically, China has finished the first phase of 5G research and testing in September that focused on 5G wireless and key technologies. China Mobile finished the first phase of 5G technology testing in June and displayed the 5G networks at the fifth China Cloud Expo held recently. So basically, considering the progress, like I said, I think on the consumer level, we'll be seeing this actually take effect in 5 years.
I'm personally, well, after listening to your long speech about 1G to 5G, well, I kind of understand why netizens are saying that, nah, we are not super excited about this new thing, because
Why?
you can see that from 1G to
It's
2G,
more G's,
it's
baby.
more G's, but it's not because there's more G's, it's because a different generation comes. Like, the first, in 1G, you can only make a phone call, but 2G is like, you can start it to see, receive data, like emails or web pages, and 3G is like, you can talk to people while, sorry, not talk, see people via video chat via your phone. And so I can get that's like generation, it's like, it's a different generation. It's ever revolutional. So 1G to 3G is like this. And 4G is like, I can feel the significant
You can feel the
improve.
power.
Yeah, it's
The
like
power.
so fast. And if you have a lot of money, you can actually use it to download videos and to watch. But 5G, all I hear is it's going to be faster. So is that really that big of a change?
Well, let's talk about that, because actually, rather than faster peak internet connection speeds, 5G is planning to aim at higher capacity than the current 4G. You know, there will be times where I'm using 4G, but oh my God, it's still so slow. I think that's because everybody in a area unit is sharing a broadband, I don't know, sharing some similar whatever to get their internet access through their 4G. The less people that are using it in that area, the faster your 4G becomes. But if there's a lot of people in that area, your broadband cap cannot grow. As I understand it, 5G will allow a bigger portion of the population to stream like high definition media many hours of the day, even during the peak hours. So I think that's pretty cool. It's not necessarily saying we're going to make it faster just by making it faster. It's basically making broadband bigger so more people can be on and enjoy faster speeds while they're all on the same broadband. It's also aiming to lower costs. This is the 5G research and development has been said. It is aiming at improving support of machine-to-machine communication. I think that's some jargon I don't necessarily understand, but you can see it as it's aiming to lower costs of phones, these kind of things, technology of 5G, lower battery consumption, and lower latency.
It sounds Oh, and also latency apparently means the time lag between an action and a response, which means, I mean, it could be the end of your app stalling, video faltering, and that everlasting load sign. Yeah. It could mean that, but that's only on paper. And I think the part that I at first I didn't really understand was what Nyoholin has pointed out earlier about, Nyoholin, you said it's just much faster, if not faster, and people are not really buying that argument. And I feel if it's 1 second faster, I'm happy about that. But why are people not taking speed into as much consideration as we think?
Well, yeah, actually, I do want to make a point. Is actually what Nyoholin made sense to me. I'm just happy if I can get on the internet and do things in a reasonable time frame.
Yes.
But the thing is, it isn't just an increase in speed or G's. You know, the more G's, the better, sure. But when I have to pay for these kind of new improvements in my contract and I don't necessarily see a huge improvement, then that bugs me. I'm paying more, not getting any more. As I understand, you know, certain companies had promised, oh, you'll be able to do so many things with 4G that you weren't able to do with 3G. But many people still find, like, if I want to have a video conversation with someone, I can't do that even with the existing 4G so easily.
That is a very good point. And also, I think that is about delivering the quality of product that you promised us, you know, during the campaign, when that is being promised.
She's pointing her finger too, waving it in the air.
Yeah, and we want to see real results.
Absolutely.
And hopefully in the matter of less than 4 years' time, you get to see that.
Well,
and here, I think what's quite interesting is that Chinese consumers, we're very shrewd. We learn from experience. And just look at how 3G has been upgraded to 4G. I can't speak for myself because I'm still a no-G pretty much, but apparently a lot of people are saying that the consumer user experience has not been good at all. Compare with our neighbors in South Korea. Well, they're known for super fast.
All those video games. Can't play themselves.
Connectivity.
Are you talking to me?
No. Okay, yes. Actually, I am. But anyways.
Yeah, basically, they can do phone video calls on 3G, but rarely is that achieved in China with 3G. So I think although there, you can attach as many G's as you want, but what are you delivering to us, to the consumer? That is the ultimate question, and that will be the part whether people want to pay more or not.
Well, I mean, that's a very good point, and there's actually a good and bad about this. And I would say to Chinese people that are complaining about the specific price increase but not getting a much better service, but they'll say like, oh, yeah, let's take the U.S. The U.S. has faster, maybe, you know, like it's very common to, and you've seen it on Modern Family, them having conversations through video messaging on their phones. That is very common. Unlimited data, these kind of plans are common. But we are paying so much more than what is being paid here in China for a bill like a phone bill. Like many times, I remember mine was easily $200. Easily $200. I had to budget just to pay for my phone bill. And you know, here I don't think it's that expensive.
Yeah, maybe 200, if not less, yuan for a similar kind of plan.
Yeah, and my experience in Hong Kong is actually quite different because I paid only like 80 something. which is HKD, which is Hong Kong dollar, which is not, well, like 80% of yuan. And what I got is like unlimited data package, and it's really fast, and I loved it. But what I'm trying to say here is that I feel like the price is not because we're comparing the price to certain areas, package, deal, or contract. It's just because we see the rapid growing of the package fee. It's like we used to be able to have a 30 yuan package, but now it's like 60 is the minimum level of the package. And we don't necessarily feel like we need all those data to do whatever, because for most people, if they really want to do a video chat, they go to find somewhere with Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Okay, so I think looking at what exactly do people want to do with this super connectivity, if it does exist, is kind of important if you want to really sell this product to your potential buyers. That's the consumer. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Niu Honglin, and Ryan Price in the studio.